title of my sermon will be Abide in the Vine. And I'll be reading out of John, the 15th chapter, starting at the first verse to the 17th verse. Will you turn with me to John 15 chapter? There we have it. Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them in the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in my word, in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for servants knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit shall remain, that whatever soever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. May the Lord help us to read of his word. Bless the Lord. When Jesus Christ was saying to his disciples, he was reminding them that he was going to depart, that he was going to go back to the Father. And he was telling them they had to remain in the vine. And he is the vine, and his Father is a husbandman. So in order to remain in the vine, that's part of reading our word, that's remaining in the vine. It's part of our life as believers, as prayer, that's made in the vine. And that's part of our life as obedience unto his word. That is remaining in the vine. He said, if you love me, then you will obey my commandments. I remember as a child coming up in my mother's house, and I was my mother, she was a single mother. She said, I'm the ruler of this house. As long as you're in my house, you have to obey my rules. When you can't obey my rules, then you have to go. Remember that? You have to go. You can't obey the rules of your parents' house, then you have to go. So my mother, she helped me to go. So you got to go. I'm going to help you look for a place to live. Because you can't abide by my rules and by my house. So that's the same thing our Lord Jesus Christ is saying. We have to abide in the vine because he is the vine. And what he says, the Father has already said, obey my commands. He said, if you love me, then obey my commands. said, why call me Lord, Lord, and you won't obey me? And we all have the same rules. You don't have your rule over here, and I have my rule over here. We're one body, we're one faith, we're one church, we have one Lord. And what he has said to me, he is saying to the whole body, remain in the vine. Remain in the vine. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. You know, Jesus' characteristics reference to the Father, that he never betrayed as independent from his Father. He always said he was about his Father's business. He said, what the Father has told me, that's what I'm telling you. If you abide in me, then you will abide in him. As the Father has said, the Son has said, the Holy Spirit says, they are one in unison. They're not saying three different things. They're saying just one thing. What the Father has said, I'm saying. Amen. Bless the Lord. He says, without me, you can't do nothing. Without Christ, we can't do anything. We can do a lot of things. But all our doing, it won't get you to glory. If we're sons of God, then we have to submit unto his will and unto his way. And how will we know what his will and what his way is if we are not constantly going before the Lord in prayer and open up his word daily, meditating on it day and night? How are we going to remember what he is saying? Because he said, like a man that looks in the mirror and he walks away and then he forgets who he is. So we have to constantly stay in the word of God, because we know there's a war going on within our members. It's a spiritual war, and there's a fleshly war, and the flesh does not want to do anything that the spirit word is saying to them. It wants to do the opposite. As children, you must say, don't do that. And what you tell them not to do, that's what they do. So our flesh is the same way. It wants to have its way. It doesn't want to submit. It doesn't want to obey. It doesn't want a Lord. It wants to be Lord. Just like Satan, he wanted to be lifted up above God. He says, I want to rule. And what did God do to him? He kicked him out. He kicked him out. And you think he would do any less with us if we try to do it our own way? We're living in a culture that we have our own way of doing things. We do what we want to do. And we call ourselves Christians. Really? Christians? Christians, and we're doing that, and we're doing this, and we're doing that. We're not Christians. We're not following his word. Oh, he says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He promised to do for me and for you what we cannot do for ourselves. He says that he will give us a comforter, a helper, that will remind us and that will convict us of sin, that he will lead us into all truth. And so who is truth? Christ Jesus. He's the truth. He's the way. He says, let God be the truth, and let every man be liars. We're liars without God. We're lying within the flip of our tongue. And he says, why did I say that? Have you caught yourself doing that? It's, are you exaggerated? A story, it wasn't really true. It's like, why did I say that? So we have to be about our Father's business. We have to talk what he has said. We have to be his disciples. We have to be like Christ-like. So I just admonish you today just to continue to stay in your word. And this word is not just for you, but it's for your children. If you have grandchildren, your nieces, your nephew, it's for them. They're watching you. I see little kids do a whole lot of things, and they come right behind you and do the same thing you did. You said, they following it, and they're watching. You said, so where did they get that from? They got it from you. Why did they say that? They got it from you. You said it. Amen. It says, I am the bread of life. He says, I am the light of the world. That's what Christ is. He says, I am the door. He's the only door. He said, any other door, You get, you come in, they're robbers. He says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the way, I'm the life, I'm the vine, I am the resurrection, and I am the life. He says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And if he's in him, he said, he's in us. He's in us. He resides in us. He lives in us. He leads us. He guides us. He instructs us what we're to do, how we're to act, how we're to behave, how we're to talk, how we're to think. It's only whatever you put in into your mind and what you read on, what you entertain, that stuff starts to come up. He says, not what come out of a man's heart, mouth, that defiles him, but what comes out of the heart. It's our heart. We have heart issues. And he has come to fix our hearts. Amen. In the 15th chapter of John, it says, abide in me, and I in you. And as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more except you abide in me. That body means to remain. It means to stay until the end. Until we breathe our last breath, we are to abide in the vine. We are to stay in the vine. That's how where we get our source, our life source. That's how we grow, by staying in the vine. Amen. Amen. It says that we are to love one another as Christ has loved you, that he laid down his life that he may take it up again. That's what Christ has done. He has laid down his life for us. He took on the sins of all the world upon his own body, and he died. He died to set us free. It says the devil has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Christ said he has come to give us life more abundantly. So are you hungry for the Lord today? Are you in love with the Lord today? Are you in really love with him? If you're in love with him, then you will spend time with him in his word. That you would deny yourself, take up your cross, and that you will follow after him. That's the only way that we're going to know that we're in him, he's in us, because we're spending time with him. Just like you have those who are married, you have your wife, you spend time with her, and you love her, and then she loves you, and the more time you spend together, the more time you want to spend with her. You know, those who are dating, you have your girl, you call her, and you call her 3 or 4 times a day. You up at 1 o'clock in the morning talking to her on the phone, because you just want to spend time with her. You want to know her. And you start to, then actually, after they get married, then you see them walking down the street, and you see the husband and the wife, and they're so much entwined together, they're starting to look alike. They're starting to wear the same colors. They didn't plan it, but you look and say, they got the same thing up, because they know each other. That's how it is with the Lord. The more time we spend with him, the more we would know him. And then no one could tell us that he said this when he didn't tell us that, because we have been with him. How are we going to know what he says? We have not been with the Father. Amen. Bless the Lord. And we say we must keep his commandments. We must be about our Father's business as Christ was. He was about his Father's business. He was about his Father's business. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And if we're asking, we're not going to ask the things that we want. We're always going to be asking what's going to pertain unto his glory and unto his honor. It won't be things that will fade away. It won't be earthly things, but it'll always be heavenly things. We have things that we want from the Lord. We have family members who are not saved. We want them to be saved. So we're going to be asking him, Lord God, save my loved ones. Save my brother. Save my sister. Save my husband. Lord, save my children. Yeah. That's what we're going to be asking the Lord. Save them, Lord God, so that they won't go to hell. Because if we're not saved, we're going to hell. We're not saved. They're going to hell if we're not saved. So our charge as believers and as teachers and as mothers and fathers is to teach our children about the Lord, about the Christ, about the Christ. Amen. It says in verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's saying all through the 15th verse chapter of John, it's all about love. I have loved you. And if you love me, the Father has loved you. So we're to love. And what is love? What is love? The world has a saying that is a love, but their love is selfish. Their love is about themselves. It's not about Christ and crucified. It's about what I want. It's what is pleasing unto me. So we have to stay in the Word daily. We have to stay in the Word of God. We have to meditate on it. And as I was just reading and searching and reading and searching, I was just seeing that Christ was all throughout this whole Bible. It's all about Christ. It's all about Him. The whole Bible is all about Him. It was spoken even before He came on the scene. It was about Him coming. They were looking unto Christ from the Old Testament. We're looking to Christ in the New Testament. It's all about Him. So I'm just bless the Lord today that we know that it's about Him. It's not about me. He says, if He be lifted up, say that He would draw all men unto Himself. If He is lifted up, He would draw all men unto Himself, not us. He says, we're to make disciples. Not of ourselves, but we're to make disciples of Christ Jesus. That's who we are to make disciples of. Amen. So they must abide in Him. And if you abide in Him, you shall bring forth much fruit. He wants us to grow. We have Christians, and I was one of those Christians too. I was in the church most of my life, but I was in the church most of my life doing church things. You can do church things and still not know the Lord. You can do a whole lot of things in the church and be so far from the Lord. You caught up in the damn doing things, you're doing works, but you don't know Christ. You don't know Christ, so we have to know Christ. We have to know Christ. So how is God glorified? He's glorified by our submission unto Him, our obedience unto Him as children of God, as parents of God. Amen? It says in the Bible that in Luke, the 18th chapter, the first verse, it says, men are always to pray. And it doesn't mean men only, that means the women too. But I'm thankful, Lord, for the women of God, because the women have always been in the ditches for us. They always have been praying for us. So I'm thankful for every mother, grandmother, auntie, sister who has been praying for us. If you look around, most of the churches, they're full of women. And if we don't do it, they will run with it. So it's our charge as men today to wake up and to take our places and be the men of God which God has called us to be. Isn't that right, Clemence? We have to take our place. We have to be on our knees. Are we really praying? It says, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then he says, I will hear from heaven and then I will heal your land. Do we need our land healing today? Do we need our land healing today? Do we need our families healed today? You need them set free today?
Yes.
You look around, drugs is rampant.
Yes.
Sexual transmitted diseases is rampant. We need to be saved. We need to be saved. So how are we going to be saved? We're not calling on the Master. The Master, our God, our Savior. It says, yield not unto temptation. We're not to yield to temptation. But his word says he will always make a way out of escape for us. But we have to choose him. He said he'll make a way out of escape for us. He said he's our rock. Rock of our salvation. In him will I trust. We have to trust him. We have to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we are to acknowledge him. Bless the Lord with the acknowledge him. Prayer to the Father is everything. He's our gardener. He's our husbandman. We are his bride. We are married to Christ. Even if you're single, we are still married to Christ. We are married to the Lord. We are not our own. We can't do with our bodies as we please. We are bought with him. It was the blood of Christ that was shed for us. He bought us. We're not our own. We can't do what we want to do. The friends might say it's okay, but it's not okay. God says to resist, but to be like Joseph as he was being chastened by Potiphar's wife. Come lie with me. Come lie with me. He says, how can I do this wicked thing? He said, God, he's given me everything. My master has given me everything. But he has not given me you. I can't do this wicked thing. So are we doing things that are wicked that God says we should not do? And how are we going to know what is wicked if we don't have this here open? He says, meditate on this word. He says, hide this word within my heart, that I may not sin against you. We have to meditate on this day and night. I take this seriously, to meditate on the word day and night. Then you shall have good success. And what the word of God says, meditate on this word day and night. Then you will have good success. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm going to read what it says. This is Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt therein day and night, that thou shalt observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The only way we can have good success, we have to be obedient unto God. Amen. We have to be obedient unto God. He is divine, and we are the branches. And if we abide in him, we will bring forth much fruit. He is the most diligent husbandman there ever was. For he knows, and he daily views and takes notice of every branch and of all their fruit. And for it, the text says, every branch that bringeth forth not fruit, he takes away. Therefore, he knows who bears fruit, and he knows who bears not fruit. Amen. He knows their persons. So we won't be able to trick him. We can trick one another in here. We can trick each other when we're home. But we cannot trick God, because he knows the heart of man. He knows the heart of man. No one will get to heaven. No one will sneak in if you don't have your wedding garment on. You know what your wedding garment on is? It's Christ Jesus. It's Christ Jesus. He says, abide in the vine. Remain in me. Amen. Remain in me. Amen. So he has not called us servants, but he said he has called us friends. What a privilege. He calls us friends. A friend of mine, my Lord. He calls us friends. A friend is someone that you trust. Do you have friends that you trust today? A friend? We have many friends. We have many associates. But we only have one friend who will stick closer to you than any brother. And that is Christ, our Savior, our Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Wow. You hear a lot of people say, well, I came to the Lord. You didn't come to the Lord. The Lord came to you. You couldn't come to the Lord because you were dead. Anything dead can't respond. Walter Hawkins will say that all the time. Anything dead can't respond. It can't respond. Even as Adam was in the Garden of Eden, and when they had sinned against God, God came to him. He says, Adam, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And that's what he has said to us. Where are you? And then he pulled us in. As Pastor Jamie has said, he dragged us. We didn't want to come, but he dragged us in. So aren't you thankful today that he has dragged you in? He dragged us in by his mercy and by his grace. He dragged us in. And now we are believers. We are Christians. We are Christ-like. That's what Christians mean. It means being Christ-like. Everything that he has said, everything that he did, we're to do and we're to say. We agree with the Father. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It was all about the cross. It was about the death. It was about the burial. It was about the resurrection. That he rose up on the third day with all power in his hand. And he gave gifts unto men. He gave gifts unto his body. That we have a spirit that dwells in us. And it says, greater is he that dwells in us than the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Abide in the vine. Bless the Lord. So let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and also believe in me. To believe in him is to trust him. To believe in him is to trust him in his word. Start off believing, and we're to end our life believing. We have a lot of believers who start off believing, but in the end, now they're saying all kinds of different other things. That there are other ways. That he's not the only way. But Christ is the only way unto the Father. So bless the Lord for that. Bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:1 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you have stand, by which also you were saved. And if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to Scripture. That's what it's all about. Our resurrection Savior. Our resurrection Savior. So bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Abide in the vine. So that's my word for today. Abide in the vine. So we have communion today. So we're going to care for that.